Indonesian pianist Joey Alexander was just 11 years old when he burst onto the jazz scene in 2015. He had seemingly limitless technique and a deep understanding of songs written decades before he was born. Since then, Alexander has released 5 albums. His latest is called Warna, which means color in his native language. Tom Moon has this review.
Sooner or later, every child prodigy hits that fork in the road. Keep on doing the crowd-pleasing trained seal tricks that brought fame, or set out to develop a more individual sound. Joey Alexander, who's now a fixture in the jazz world at age 16, is clearly charting his own path. Alexander's new album is different from everything he's released before. It's way less showy, more settled down. The emphasis is on his original compositions, which have broadly singable, surprisingly approachable melodies, and grooves that slide and saunter far from typical swing. Joining the pianist is bassist Larry Grenadier, who was featured on Alexander's first album, and drummer Kendrick Scott. Jazz trios can take months or years to develop an identity. This group came together for a run of performances right before the recording session, and yet they sound fully connected. They move in effortless agreement, responding to each other with head-spinning quickness. Joey Alexander can still dispense dazzling and possibly inventive runs when he wants to. It's just not his primary game anymore. On this new album, he brings out the graceful contours and shapes of his original songs, songs that have a thoughtful, old man wisdom to them. Alexander might be stuck with that whiz kid prodigy tag for a while longer, but his new record shows that his transformation into an artist with no asterisks is well underway.
The latest album from pianist Joey Alexander is called Warna. Our reviewer was Tom Boone.